Hey everyone, it's Kevin 444 SoCal. It's Sunday night, just finished my work week and have 2 days off, looking forward to it. Just a follow up to my previous little boo was I was talking about, you know, it's actually kind of a guilty confession of mine. I've been guilty of because I've been torn apart a few times by people in my job and everything. But I've actually gone to retail stores and yelled at customer service, and I can be kind of nasty, you know? And I was just talking about how cowardly that is, so I'm just confessing that I'm somewhat guilty of that myself, and but I'm aware of it, and hopefully I'll keep that in the back of my mind, and hopefully anybody that's listening will do that too. That, you know, they're on the company clock and there's only so much they can say to you, and they're not gonna, like, you know, get too confrontational with you unless they don't really care about their job. And but I, in this economy, my job is very important at the moment, you know. It's paying my bills, so barely, but oh. And another follow-up is, I mentioned the 405 freeway. A lot of people in the LA, Los Angeles area would know about that, but for my East Coast followers, I can give you a, where the 405 is, it connects at the, it's probably, I would say probably 35 miles long, and it goes north and south, and it connects to the 5 at both points. It, if you're going to San Francisco, it's a direct shot. It's a more direct shot up the 5 to go to San Francisco. You can take the scenic route, the 101, which is a beautiful ride, but it'll take you about 3 or 4 hours longer, something like that, at least 2 or 3 hours longer if you want to take the scenic route on the 101 going up to the Bay Area, which is a beautiful area. If you ever, it's reminds me of Boston, you know, it's kind of like an East Coast city on the West Coast. It's just kind of just a real tranquil, peaceful, romantic city. I'd really recommend taking a visit there. One of the greatest Chinatowns in the country, and also other things, but man, they got some steep hills in that town. Real, those trolley cars will take you up the hill, but unless you're like a marathon hiker, I wouldn't recommend trying to walk up those hills. And but nice city, San Francisco, very liberal, kind of creative city. Well, the whole state of California is pretty creative, I would say, pretty open-minded. That's why I've kind of migrated out here. Because I'm from rural New Hampshire, and people are great in New Hampshire, but I think that me, personally, like, I don't know, I just like the weather here, and the frame of mind, and the creative arts, the entertainment, all the entertainment, movie studios, and, you know, the nice weather. I don't know, I'm tired, it's been a long week. What else? Oh, and also the 405 freeway, I can give you a very specific car chase, which was, happened maybe 20 years ago. The famous O.J. Simpson, and I think his name was Raul Collins, his friend, when the CHP were chasing him, this is like right outside my apartment building, the 405 freeway. But I'm in the South Bay, in the heart of the South Bay, actually. But he got off on Sunset Boulevard, and Sunset Boulevard is probably about the exit from where I live, I would say, a good 15 to maybe 17 miles tops. It's just straight north if I leave my apartment. So that will give you, oh, I only have a few more seconds. Anyway, have a good one, and hopefully I'll get my PlayStation 3 fixed. Over and out. Take care.